Welcome, everybody. The purpose of this call is to explain the structure and the reason for the transaction which happened today between Cyfrowy Polsat and Sferia. Cyfrowy Polsat purchased 350,000 shares of new issue for the amount of 53.4 million zloty, which constitutes 11% in the increased share capital of Sferia. To give you the right perspective, 53 million is only approximately 15% of the EBITDA of Cyfrowy Polsat in 2008. Our EBITDA was 348 million. The share price which we pay is exactly equal to the share price which were the same price in which the shares were bought by the current investors of Sferia during the increase of capital in November 2008 and also in December 2006. The increase of the capital in November 2008 was 107 million Polish zloty, and in 2006, 31 million. So the ratio on which we bought in comparison to the nominal share price is exactly the same as it was done in the past. Cyfrowy Polsat is not a financial investor. We are not ready to stay at the stake of 11%. So our goal is or to get the controlling stake or to withdraw from this transaction. If due diligence and final analysis of potential synergies of joint business model will not satisfy the company. To ensure that path, we entered into agreement with Mr. Solos Żak, who is the main shareholder in Sferia, that we have the put option valid until June 30, 2009, that he will buy from us back these shares at the purchase price plus time value of money 5.5% per annum. With this transaction, Cyfrowy Polsat becomes the main investment vehicle of Mr. Solos Żak, not only for media distribution as it was today, till today, but also internet access and other telecommunication services. This transaction is in line with the Cyfrowy Polsat strategy implemented 3 years ago and announced a year ago during the IPO process. What is this strategy? This strategy is to become multi-play operator. I hope that you are familiar that we are today not only a DTH operator, but also in September, after a year and a half of preparation, we launched mobile services based on the national roaming agreement with PTC. It is a T-Mobile subsidiary in Poland, and we have in our portfolio of the services double play. We deliver our clients pay TV services and mobile telephony. The natural third step was to extend our activity in the broadband delivery to the Polish households. We believe that this sector is very interesting because it's very undeveloped in Poland. Only approximately 40% of the households have now access to the broadband, and in Poland, broadband is calculated from 128 kilobits per second in comparison with Europe, where it's calculated, to my best knowledge, from 512 kilobits per second. And this saturation in the most penetration in the most developed European countries is today around 75%. This low penetration results from demographic structure of Poland, it's pretty much scattered population, and the lack of infrastructure. For last year and so, or maybe even more, Cyfrowy Polsat was looking for right technology and the right business model associated to it in order to provide the broadband services. We choose Sferia, and in a second I will tell you why. Now, what are the goals we would like to achieve by entering to this new sector? First of all, we plan to increase ARPU on our clients and increase the subscriber base. ARPU is, I believe, pretty obvious. The more products, more money our clients will spend with us. Increase of the subscriber base comes, potential increase of the subscriber base comes from the conclusion that for the last 8 years of our operation, we were not able to compete with cable. Cable in Poland is 4.5 million households, and we're not able because, in contradiction to cable, we were not offering triple or today even quadruple play. With acquisition of Sferia, which has in its portfolio broadband and fixed line telephony based on CDMA technology, we believe we are far better armed to reach for those customers. A part of the standalone business we believe in, we hope to increase customer loyalty by decreasing our churn rate. Our churn rate is pretty low right now, it's 7.5%, but it's also worth bearing in mind that the average churn among all DTH operators who announced that on a single service is between 15 and 16% per annum. But among all those operators who introduce already second and third service, this churn rate, this indicator, to my best knowledge, drops to around 2%. So there's a lot of revenues which we can save on our existing core business. Having access to the own network on which we can distribute not only broadband, but also through this broadband we can distribute our current product. Television channels combined in the packages, because it's my belief that we should look at Cyfrowy Polsat not as a DTH satellite platform only, but as a content aggregator who should deliver its product to the Polish households through all technical means available. And on top of my list is internet. Maybe not, it is not the project which can happen in a couple of years from now, but in the long term, in the long distance, and that's the obligation of the management board to look as far as possible in the future, we believe that this will be the case. There are numerous potential synergies. We can have more attractive products for our customers by introduction of cross promotions, giving customers the benefits on each product if they take full spectrum of our services. We have existing sales network, customer care, marketing, and very well recognized brand. We don't have to invest in it, so there is a limited investment associated to that process because of that step. And the infrastructure which Sferia is going to build, which is building actually right now, can be split into phases and tailored to the Cyfrowy Polsat customer base. I will come back to this point in a second. We also limit financial risk of this transaction because today we made only halfway through. We decided to take these shares, but we have a put option with the main shareholders of Sferia, with Mr. Solos Jacques, on which he will buy from us these shares if we decided not to conclude it till the end of June. Sferia's infrastructure for broadband internet therefore will secure additional capability of development and expansion of our company in the future. Why did we choose 850 megahertz license which is in Sferia? Because this license was the main reason to invest in this company. 850 megahertz spectrum is the frequency which is the best for both highly populated and metropolitan areas and rural areas. In contradiction to UMTS 2100 megahertz on which currently UMTS is developed in Poland, we have this advantage that on this frequency we can build the network which has the same capability in terms of the number of the customers, but because the range of the sites of the transmitters is much higher, the cost of the building of the network is much lower. On the other hand, we have the TPSA project of 450 megahertz, delivering also the internet through it, and this frequency has better range than ours, but it's also only suitable for the rural areas because of the big limitation on the capability. So it can't be well used for these areas of Poland where we have most of our customers, which is suburbs of the big cities and smaller cities and towns. Apart of the lower to UMTS cost of the network, of building the network, there is also the lower cost of the maintenance, which is strictly related to the CapEx. The cost of the maintenance is, roughly speaking, 10, maybe a little bit more, 10% per year. That's the cost of the maintenance. So the benefits will be also not only during the investment phase, but also during the exploitation. Another advantage of this license, which is in the company, is that it has no limitation impacting the build of the network. To my best knowledge, all the other licenses has the schedule in which they have to cover the Poland. We can structure the phases according to our needs, building network only in these places where we have our clients and with the speed which will be chosen by the company. We choose radio technology because building the fixed infrastructure would be much higher, and so the radio technology was the only one which we considered. However, we might also consider the others as a complementary to fulfill the needs of all the customers of Cyfrowy Polsat, despite the fact where they live. Sferia has an investment process already started. They built 127 sites, mainly in Warsaw, and they have an open process in many regions of Poland. Going there, we can be sure that the investment process will be more focused on the customers of Cyfrowy Polsat rather than on the in the project prepared by Sferia on their own, because, for example, giving you the current coverage of Sferia, they cover about 8 to 9% of Poland, but there we have only 3% of our customers. Thanks to this agreement, we can not only offer to our clients really soon broadband, but also on top of that, the fixed line telephony, which is already in the portfolio of the services offered by Sferia. There is a slide in our presentation which shows the that 1 million of the households using DTH services of Cyfrowy Polsat is located only on 10% of the territory of Poland. And this will be the first step which we will plan to do if we decide to give the green light to this project and we will not execute the put option. And further, 1.4 million, which is 50% of our subscriber base, live on the next 50% of the population of the area of Poland. So all together, vast majority, close to 90% of our customers live on 60% of the territory of Poland. So if the question arises, how big network we will plan to build, the answer would be from 10 to 60%. What are the further steps we would like to take? First of all, we would like to run the full due diligence of Sferia, finalize the joint development strategy, prepare the investment strategy based on that final analysis, looking for the potential synergies of the joint business model, and choose the investment bank, reputable investment bank, to prepare for us fairness value opinion, based on which we will determine the price which we are ready to pay for the company. The other factor which will contribute to find the right price will be this business model and the revenue stream and the costs in it, in order to find out when we can expect the EBITDA to break even. So I would like to underline once again, the price which we paid today comes only from the historical capital increase by the current shareholders of Sferia. There were a number of them which they were increasing the capital exactly with the same ratio to the nominal capital, but the final price will be determined when these two factors happen: fairness opinion and the business model, which showed the value from the perspective of our company. The question which you could ask is, why did we decide to take this step now, not to wait till we have all this information ready? The answer is very simple. This capital increase was scheduled long time ago, and the current shareholders were ready to go forward and invest in the company. However, because this is the part of our strategy and of all opportunities, we choose this frequency, 850 megahertz, and the company as the best choice, we decided to take this opportunity and be the part of the process in order to make the influence on the how the network will be constructed in next 3 months, because it will have the impact on how fast we can be in the market with our product. It will have an impact on time to market. Maybe one more important notice. I am always very often asked by the investors about the dividend, whether we will pay the dividend this year, and my answer hasn't changed. The company has a dividend policy 33% to 66%, and we don't see this project affecting this policy. However, the recommendation of the management board will be taken in last moment, because an opportunity can arise at any given moment. I would like to remind you that Cyfrowy Polsat is net cash positive by 150 million Polish zloty, and I personally believe that ratio of the debt to EBITDA, the ratio and EBITDA, is that our leverage is 2x EBITDA. And to remind you, our EBITDA last year was 348 million. So we have a huge possibility to leverage in the future if we would like to go forward. So that's pretty much everything I want to share with you. And now, operator, I'm ready to take the questions.
We will now open the call to questions. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your first question comes from Zoltan Parsky from UBS. Please ask your question.
Good afternoon. This is Zoltan Parsky from UBS. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, Dominik. Thank you. A couple of questions from my side. First of all, can you provide some details about your existing MVNO agreement with PTC? Wouldn't it enable you to provide mobile broadband service as well, just by the MVNO agreement? Why do you have to buy this network operator to do that? Secondly, your presentation says that you strive to have a controlling stake in the company, and I was wondering what ownership ratio does this imply, and whether you plan to acquire the whole stake from Mr. Solorzhak or from other shareholders as well. Thirdly, I was wondering if you can share us any thoughts about the balance sheet and the debt structure of Spheria. And finally, I was wondering whether you can share us some insight about the CapEx requirement of this new business.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so starting from the first one. Yes, our agreement with PTC allow us to do that. Today, our MVNO doesn't change anything in our mobile operation. Today, as we see the business, we're planning to introduce, based on this technology, broadband and fixed line telephony. So it has nothing to do at this stage with the PTC agreement. In PTC agreement, we had the option to use their UMTS and selling the broadband, mobile broadband, but not in way we were satisfied with, because it couldn't be like our MVNO, that we have the control over the client and not control over technology. This would be only pure reselling like the other MVNO. We just could take the product, Blue Connect from PTC, and sell it with a certain small margin. This kind of solution does not meet the requirement, strategical requirement, which we put in front of us as a goal to achieve to have the broadband. So, going back, MVNO stays as it is, based on the roaming agreement with PTC. The second question, what will be the stake? Today, I want to tell you, I believe that what I said, we are not a financial investors. we as a company must have a full control over the company if we decide to go there. So the answer would be, I don't know, from 51 to 100. On what structure, I can't tell you today. Probably it will be the combination of many tools which we have. But what we believe, what will be our goal, that the structure will be optimal for the shareholders and the company. About Sferia, their revenues last year 46 million, EBITDA minus 48. There is zero debt, bank debt, 19 million debt to the current investors, and 13 million cash. So the company is on more or less on the zero. CapEx. I looked at the what the company is doing right now, but if I had the, all this information today, we'll not buy 10%, but we'll decide whether we want to take it all or leave it. Because what we believe that is that joint business of both companies can bring the new values, and whatever company prepared till now has to be redefined and built again. Because only with the synergies which we can find between them, and I hope you agree that there are numbers of these synergies, we can build a new business model, and the new CapEx will be main component of that. So if we decided to take this step, not to use the put option, I will handle another conference in June, and we'll give you all the details.
Right, thank you. As the last question, can you share me what percentage of Sferia is owned by Mr. Solorzhak?
64%. But it was before the increase of the capital. Now we take the 11% of the shares, so his share was diluted, but still controlling.
Okay.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from Lezak Araskir from KBC Securities. Please ask your question.
Yes, good afternoon. One question regarding the number of internet users. It's 27,000, roughly, what your presentation says. And I was wondering whether this number actually could go up substantially based on the current infrastructure of Sferia, meaning that the company has covered Warsaw region and without any significant investment. I mean, is there any kind of hidden operating leverage in this infrastructure that has not been yet covered by the number of subscribers?
Well, let me answer the question this way, okay? I feel a little bit uncomfortable discussing what the Sferia are doing right now because I will not stay and do exactly what they are doing. The new business model and new strategy will be bringing new values. But what I can tell you today is that the infrastructure of Sferia in Poland, in Warsaw, is built in about 50%. So without any investment, they still have a huge potential to grow the number of the customers in the Warsaw region. The further investment is therefore very limited because in order to extend the capacity, you have to spend only the money for the software to upgrade the and for the some, you know, the cards which you put in the, I think it's, you say cards in English, which you put in the existing site, in the existing base stations in order to bring more customers on board.
Okay, thanks.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Your next question comes from Zoltan Parsi from UBS. Please ask your question.
Hello, Dominic. Just one follow-up question, please. I think you mentioned in the presentation that Sferia's network is mainly covering Warsaw and some other large cities. I was wondering if you can share us exactly how much households they cover. And also, just it came to mind that most of your subscribers are based in rural areas. So, i.e., after the acquisition, the kind of cost, customer and geographical overlap between the two companies doesn't seem to be very high, and Sferia has to invest substantially, I guess, to build up a franchise at areas where you have your significant customer base located.
Yeah, that was the reason why we decided to invest in the company right now, to have the influence on the rollout of the network, right? Because Sferia is on their own, is taking exactly the same path as the other. They go where the density of the population is the highest, so it means the centers of the cities. This is not the territory where we have the highest number of the customers. Customers of Cyfrowy Polsat are living in the suburbs of the big cities around Warsaw and in the smaller towns, smaller cities and rural areas. So if you ask me how many people live in the coverage of this, I would assume that probably around 1 million households,
right?
Because it's about 3 million people, 3 people per household, so it's 1 million. The number of the customers which we have in this area is about 100,000. So as you see, it's covering, it's 1%, and they covered about 8% of Poland, right?
Yeah.
And if you go to the slide with the map, you will see that covering only 10% of Poland, according to our needs, we can reach 1 million people, and 36% of our customers. Therefore, it's very important that the Sferia puts the focus and start to build the network, I mean continue to build the network according to our needs. And that would be the case for next 3 months. Of course, if we withdraw, they will do whatever they want later on, because they have these customers, these areas, also in their interest. But maybe they would rather start somewhere else, going there a little bit later. Now we can be sure that they will do accordingly to our needs.
And just on the similar note, why don't you invest into the infrastructure on your own? Why do you need Sferia to do that? Is the license to buy?
No, but the answer is very simple. There is no spectrum.
Right. Okay.
Available.
Okay.
There is no spectrum available. That's why I focus so much on the asset, which is 850 megahertz. The 850 megahertz is called in the telecom business a golden frequency. It's because it has this right balance between the capability of the network, the range of the base station, and the cost which you have to spend to build the network.
Okay, thanks very much for clarifying it.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. There are no further questions at this stage. Please continue.
Thank you very much. At the end, what I would like to say, I hope when I do the press conference and meet the investors and have the conf call with you again in June, I will be very much more specific. I will tell you what is the cost of the build of the network, what is the number of the customers we want to achieve, what kind of ARPU we're expecting, and what number of the customers is required to break even. We will also tell you more about the the structure of the transaction, and I hope that you will understand that the Prophet Polsat is the company which wants to be which wants to grow for the long term, because at some point our organic growth in DTH will be over. There are limitations on growing the ARPU, and there is a numerous benchmark in the world among the companies like Sky, for example, who already has now offer of Surf, Speak and See, that's I believe how they call it, doing exactly the same, performing exactly the same strategy in terms of the products for the customers as we do. So now we have to do a lot of work, and once again, please remember that the final price which we'll pay for the company, which will, if we decided to take this step, will be based on the fairness value opinion issued by a reputable investment bank and the business model created by Cyfrowy Polsat. If we decided to execute the put option, of course I will not do the conference call, probably I'll just issue the notice. So again, thank you very much for participating, and goodbye.